Here we go. Okay. So today is August 12, 2010. And the lesson that we're going to do is called lesson number 131, Twisting the Pelvis and Shoulders with a Swing. You guys are going to love this lesson. So I think too, what I'll do is I'm going to stand as much kind of over here. Can you guys hear me well? To try to avoid that machine. I don't want to get too close to that, okay? So go ahead and begin as we usually do, lying on your back and taking a moment to observe how you're resting on your back and on the floor right now. As we usually do, I think you start up at your head and travel down to your shoulder blades. And tonight, really pay attention to that area in between your shoulder blades. And then going down to the mid-back and the lower back. Just really sensing that whole area. But in particular, I just really want you to notice the shoulder blades and the space between the shoulder blades towards your spine, and just what that area at this moment feels like to you. And then noticing how your pelvis is resting on the floor, how your legs are lying on the floor. Good. And now go ahead and bend your right knee. Bring your right foot up to standing, which you're very familiar with. We're just going to revisit this movement we've done in other sessions where you push your foot into the floor and you're going to roll your pelvis to the left. So really make sure that that right foot is in a really good standing position. I think you've learned this, right, Trevor? Have you done this movement before? Or am I just assuming that we have? So your knee stays directed towards the ceiling. There you go. And the pelvis rolls. And what I really want you to think about as you do this is that how your pelvis is rolling around your left leg. Right? So the left leg's just lying there, and you're actually moving the pelvis around it. And then feel how the ribs arch. And just notice the ease. We've talked a lot now about the ease and if there's any discomfort or any places along the way that you experience a hesitation. And just make note of that for yourself. Good. And then let your right leg straighten. And just pause on your back for a moment. And now go ahead and bend your left knee and bring your left foot up to standing. And again, find that good standing position. Remember, your left knee will stay directed towards the ceiling, and you push the left foot into the floor. And again, think about, so it's a rolling movement, and that really the pelvis is rolling around now the right leg, the right hip joint. So the right side actually presses more into the floor. And again, beginning to notice for yourself, does this leg feel easier, or this side, the left side? Or maybe it feels a little more difficult? And if so, where? Where are the glitches for you, or the places that get caught up? Is it something in the hip joint? Is it something with your pelvis? That top area of the pelvic bone in the back? And then right above that is where we've talked about the lower ribs. Great. And then bring yourself back and again lengthen that leg and rest on your back. And now go back to the right side, and you're going to bend your knee to start with, bring it up to standing, and then lift your right leg into the air. So the sole of your right foot's towards the ceiling, but as I've always told you before, your knee can be slightly bent, right? So there's no importance in having the right leg straight. That's it. That's fine, Trevor. And now in this position, you're going to begin to bring your right leg over to the left to touch the floor on the left side. All the way over. So John, go back. You want to reach all the way over. So you want think of making an arc along the ceiling. So guess what? It's the same movement in the pelvis, right? The pelvis rolls over to the left. Except you're not pushing with the foot this time, right? So you create an arc. That's it, Trevor. Bring it all the way over and let the whole right side of the pelvis come away from the floor. And you should begin to feel the ribs in the back arch. And then you come back onto your back. So do the movement several times and look for this arching to happen with the ribs instead of bowing back. Instead of that. This is going to be an incredible lesson for you. And then you come back. So just go back and forth. That's it, John. But see if you, now go ahead and challenge yourself, John, a little bit to straighten the leg a little bit more. There you go. You can do that. That's right. And the same thing with you is that once you come over, like Laura, let these ribs arch. It's okay if the shoulder comes up. There you go. Not too much, but let the hand stay down. But arch. Yeah, not this. This would fall back if this truly arches, the shoulder falls. That's it. That's it, Cindy. And really, that's it. Excellent. Okay, try it one more time, Trevor. I just want to make sure I'm paying attention to you too. So that's it. So really let this feeling of that happen, that arch. Beautiful. Okay, and go ahead and rest on your back.
I'm looking for, there was a family party at the pavilion, but I don't know where they are.
It's either going to be there or up at the other end.
Up
front or right here, or else it's on the other side of the hospital, Miners Hospital.
All right, thanks.
Okay, so go ahead and lie on your back and rest. I've never heard that word, the pavilion.
Yeah, there's a pavilion at the other end.
Oh, and it's behind the hospital. Okay.
Yeah, on the other side.
Okay, that's good for me to know. It's always amazing the new things I learn. You know, when you think you know a place and you really don't know everything. Okay. It used to be on what? Okay, now bend your left knee, bring your left foot to standing, and then lift your left leg up towards the ceiling. That's it. Okay, so you already know, because you guys have been coming to class for a long time, we're now going to take the left foot, reach it across your body. So can you think that you're like almost painting an arc on the ceiling? And so you really want the foot to come across to touch the floor pretty parallel to your hips, to your pelvis. Right? So it's a really big twist with the pelvis and the ribs. Beautiful, Laura. So you really want to let those ribs, even more so, John, let those ribs arch forward. And what will surprise you is that the left shoulder will hang behind you. That's it. And then you go back. Good. And as you do the movement maybe once or twice more, notice your breath and your breathing. Notice if there's any kind of tension, anything holding that perhaps you could let go of. Good. Okay, I want you to come back to your back and just rest for a minute. So there's a lot to this, you know, kind of in this lesson, again, this idea of those lower ribs that we've talked about before and allowing them to come forward relative to the pelvis. But we're also going to continue with doing a tremendous amount of twisting in the rib cage here. Okay, so this time let's have you bend both knees, both feet standing, and bring your right leg, we're going to start with the right leg, and we're all going to go the same direction. Your right leg towards the ceiling, okay? So as you cross the right leg over to the left leg just falls to the left side, and you're going to touch the floor. There you go. And then you're going to come back onto your back, and then you're going to bring the right leg down to standing and lengthen the left leg, and then go over to the right side, excuse me, with the left leg. Remember, just let the leg that's standing fall to the outside. That's it, Laura. That's it, Trevor. Just let it fall. Good. And once you've gone through, let's say, the second cycle, I would like you to try the same thing, but with the one leg straightened then. So the next time, let's say you lift the right leg, the left leg's long on the ground. And now you cross it over. That's it. Should be easier. And you bring it up to the ceiling, and then you bring it down. And then you lift the right leg up, excuse me, left leg up, and cross it over. And that should be actually easier. It's easier to roll over a long leg than the bent leg. Good. And let's just go through maybe one more cycle, and I really like you to notice, become aware of those lower ribs and noticing, is it easier for the lower ribs to come forward on one side than the other? Just really notice that. And that will tell you something about what we're going to next go into about that side with the shoulder. Just notice if there's a relationship to the ribs that don't want to come forward as much, and maybe you've had some kind of shoulder issue on that side. Good. Okay. And then rest on your back. Okay, so now I'm going to have you roll over onto your stomach, and you're lying on your stomach with your arms long above you. And you're going to place your forehead, actually, I'm sorry, you're not. You're going to place your right ear on the floor so your face is turned to the left. But make sure your arms are long, right, and your legs are long. Perfect. Okay, so listen first to the description before you start moving, okay, so that you can get a visual in your mind. You're going to start with your right arm, and your right arm is going to slide along the floor and come underneath your head. So your head is going to roll, not lift, roll over the right arm. And the right arm keeps coming to the left and then will come under the left arm. So you will end up rolling onto your right side, the armpit, and so forth. And as you do this, there's a moment when your head rolls over the right arm that your left knee will bend out to the side and start to slide up the side. Okay? So go ahead and start. So this right arm, it stays on the carpet and it slides to the left. And all of a sudden, the head's there and your head rolls over the arm. That's it. That's it, Trevor. And keep taking the right arm further under the left. And then start to bend this knee up along your side. Bend. Slide it up. Not to be shy. There. So you end up completely on your right side in some ways. And then you reverse it. And you go back. And think of the right arm instigating the movement. And the moment, that's beautiful, John. The moment that your left knee starts to slide up, is as soon as the head rolls over the right arm. Boom. You start to, that's it. It's just like a baby. But only to the right side. No. Right arm and then left knee. So right, that's it. And let your head roll all the way over. I want you to pull this da, 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 oh, there. Okay. But this knee needs to be bent up. So eventually the knee and the hand would touch. Eventually your right hand and your left knee would touch. So you slide the right hand all the way down in front of you, Cindy, that's it, and bring the knee up even more that they would touch. And now you reverse it. They move away, you reach the arm, and you roll back onto your belly. And believe it or not, this is the same movement you just did on your back. I know it's hard to believe. It's that spatial orientation again. That's it, Laura. So roll over and draw that knee up and bring the right hand and get the arch. That's it. That's it, Trevor. Roll over. Pull that knee up. That's it. Bring that knee up. And so feel in the ribs again that big arch. That's it. And then come back down. That's it, John. Okay, ready, Trevor? So start with the arm and feel right as you roll under the pelt. That's it. And bend that knee. Yeah, bend those knees. You're just so tall. I noticed that when we tried to go over the walking and running, you don't like to bend those knees. Bend those knees. That's why we have them. There you go. And now straighten it and go back. Beautiful, Cindy. Nice. It's a really fun movement once you get into it. Okay, one more time, Trev. There. Bend that knee. Come on. These mats can be a little challenging, but that's it. Great. Okay, beautiful. And then just rest on your stomach for a moment. However you want the arms and your head to be, you can do that. Find a way that you can rest on your stomach and it actually feels comfortable. Okay, so let's try the same thing with the left side. So go ahead and turn your face to the right. So the left ear is down, right? And so again, you're going to start with the left arm. The left arm just starts to slide to the right and it just bumps into the head. So the head rolls over the arm. And at that moment, your right knee pulls up. And eventually the left arm and right knee touch. But I really, now Trevor, get that head down. I really want you to avoid any lifting of the head. So you learn that your head can roll and there's all these different places that you can make contact with your head on the floor. There's no reason to lift the head. You just roll it over the arm. So John, yeah, there you go. Roll it over and then get your head back down as soon as possible. Pull that arm. That's it. This is such a great lesson for you guys with the shoulder stuff. Kind of tricks you. Nice, Laura. And see, Denise, if you can arch a little bit more, you can even let that, there you go. Just really let, that's it. There's something about you getting that. There you go. You know it, but. And then you go back down. Come on, Trevor, you can do it. Roll that head over. Draw that knee up. Yeah, there's something for you in the bending of the knee. Must have been when you went through such a big growth spurt. You forgot about how to use the knees. You're so tall.
His knees, it's always hurt him. I mean, when he was little, he used to cramp. When he was dark, he didn't do his growth spurts.
See, yeah, my sense is because you're so tall, you just grew so fast. Yeah. It's just you don't quite know how to use the knees. This is so good for you. I'm going to get you into crawling. It'll just change your life.
Well, he never crawled when he was a baby.
That's the problem. You don't know how to activate the idea of knees. You're learning. You know what? Seriously, this is going to change your life. I have a story to tell you about one of my clients. That's it, Cindy, but I want a bigger arch. So I want you to really pull this arm forward so that you, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know it's all that shoulder stuff. There. And then come out. So when you're working with the left arm, I want you to pull the arm so far forward, right, that you're not resting, beautiful Trevor, even on the shoulder blade. So that's what creates the big arch in the back. So that's it. As soon as it comes under the head, Trevor, roll the pelvis, bend that knee. Just bend, just think knee. Bend up. That's it. Not foot. Oh, I'm going to give you homework. It's going to be great for you. Beautiful. And maybe just do it one more time. Good. That's it, John. Great. Okay. And then when you finish that particular one, actually go ahead and roll onto your back and rest on your back. And just notice lying on your back, that upper back area, how that feels and your breath and your breathing. Can you go ahead and straighten your legs for me? Thanks.
I can't believe the difference.
Yeah. It's like a certain aliveness starts to happen there. I always found it so interesting doing this work of areas that I just would call dead spots. Like I just wasn't sensing them and aware. And then all of a sudden, wow, whew, I can feel that area. And it's just kind of extraordinary, yeah. And when you don't know you're not feeling it, you don't know, you know, till you get sensation and awareness. Okay, so let's roll back over onto our stomachs. Arms are going to be long again. This time it's going to be a little more challenging because we're going to put a constraint. This is always how lessons go. So the constraint is this time is that you are going to have your forehead down. And as much as possible, like 90%, you want to keep your forehead down. So there is no turning. Like before, I let you look and follow the arm, right? So what you're going to do is you're going to start with your right arm. It's this, everything else is the same. But your right arm is going to come under your nose and under your forehead. And it's going to reach through to the left side as you draw up the left knee. So this is going to create a much larger twist. But Cindy, look where your face is. So I want your face to stay glued to the mat. You're not allowed to remove your nose or your forehead. Your arm comes under it, but there's no turning. So as soon as the arm sweeps under it, you put the nose and forehead back down. So it requires something really big in the shoulder girdle. That's it, even more. I know. So it's not as big a movement, but it's opening something in between the shoulder blades that normally you won't get at. That's it, Trevor. And try to reach the arm even a little bit more. Just there you go. And you're doing this great, Laura. Keep your face down and pull it under and draw up the leg and get your head back down. So again, it's a constraint. And whenever we add in a constraint, you know what happens, right? It makes everything better. Because there's a part of you in between the shoulder blades that has to learn something now. Before, I was letting you do it with the ribs and the shoulder blades. And now, it's different. So just take your time with it. Make sure that you're allowing yourself to breathe, that you're not holding your breath. Beautiful. That's it, Denise. Yeah. And then get the nose back down. There you go. I know. It's a real funky twist. Okay. And come back to your stomach and just pause for a minute. Rest however you'd like on your stomach. And again, just really observe. Whenever we are on our stomachs, it's really an opportunity to notice how your breath and breathing goes into your back. How big and expansive your back becomes. And again, you may notice areas underneath the shoulder blades where the ribs now can really expand. Even your spine lifts up towards the ceiling. Not just in the lower back, that's usually the first place it occurs, but that area up in between the shoulders. That's it, Trevor. There's bathrooms around the other side. Yeah, sorry. Okay, so bring your forehead back to the floor and your nose. So we're going to do the same thing now with the left arm. So again, the constraint is that your nose and face stays down towards the floor. So you do have to lift your head to get the left arm underneath you. But then you place it back down. And you reach over to the right as the right knee starts to come up along your side. And I know it's a really big twist around the shoulder blade. That's it. And then you come back, you reverse it. Again, I know it's more challenging, it's more staticky in a way, it's not as smooth of a movement. But constraints always create more openings of more things, more parts of yourself to move. What's so delightful about children is they put their constraints in front of them, like jungle gyms, like that's outside here, right? As soon as they get at one part, they get bored, so then they try the next more difficult part. It's very interesting how we somehow lose that. So give it a try maybe once or twice more, and then we'll take a break. You got a sticker on you. Good. Okay. And then go ahead and let that go. And now just think for a minute while you're on your stomach. I just want you to think about what we've just done. And I'm going to have you roll on your back, but I'd like you to use what we've just done. So think about what would be your choice. Which arm would you slide under your chest to roll yourself all the way onto your back? So first think it out. Sense what would be the initial instinct of which side you'd want to move. And then slide that arm underneath. Let the head roll that way. Bend the opposite knee up and just go all the way onto your back. Because this is what you do in the middle of the night, or at least you should be. What babies do. They don't do all this weird bending their knees and repositioning themselves. We had a lot of fun in Wednesday's class talking about one person's husband as being like a big Shamu. Like what it took to turn over in bed. So, but we have some very awkward images about sleeping. That we're supposed to stay still on our back, never to go on our stomachs. And yet, if we all had cameras in our bedroom, you go into these places where you're in half positions a lot of the time. It's very healthy. And you see it in children all the time. They'll fall asleep in the strangest positions. You can see them curled up in like really weird ways. And they don't get kinks in their neck or anything like that. So you have to ask yourself why. So think about it now for a minute too. You're on your back. And I'm going to ask you to go back to your stomach. So how can you use what we just did, or some of the things we did? You could do the leg standing on the floor. Or you could bring the leg up to the ceiling and swing it over. And how could you bring yourself over to your stomach? So there's several, or you could start with the arm. You could bring an arm across you, right, to roll. So first of all, notice what option intrigues you and pulls you in, which feels like it's right there, that it's somehow it's the easiest and the one that you want to do. So that's important to notice. And then once you've seen yourself do it, go ahead and do it and notice again, which side do you pick? And that's whatever side, it doesn't matter. It's just important to notice, to be aware. And so go ahead and bring yourself however you'd like back onto your stomach. And then once you're in your stomach, your arms are long. And this time your legs are spread wide apart. So really, really wide. There you go. Let me get that box out of your way. Not quite that wide, but and see if your feet can be. Can you let your toes? There you go. So again, we're going to have another constraint. This time it's the pelvis. So right now you probably are feeling the front side of the ischium bones, right, on the floor. And as much as possible, you want to keep them down, right? So that's, again, a constraint. But your head this time can follow the movement of your arms. So let's start. We're going to start with the right arm. So go ahead and put your right ear down, your face to the left. And you're going to start to bring the right arm butt up against the back of the head. Your head rolls over it. Slide the right arm under the left. And bring the right arm all the way out to the side as much as you can, but you don't move the pelvis. So now you get a really big twist in the rib cage. And then you reverse it. You slide it back out. And really pay attention to the moment of needing to, really I'd like it a roll than a lift. If you lift the head a little bit, that's okay, but try to let it roll on the back of the right arm. So that there's really only a split second that there's any lifting. And as quickly as possible, the head, part of the head, right, comes back and makes contact. That's it, Cindy. Excellent. So this is a huge twist in the middle of the ribs and back. And again, if the pelvis lifts just a little bit, that's okay. But as much as possible, you're really trying to keep it glued down to the floor. That's it, John. And really, and so if I came along and pulled your right shoulder and arm through, it's almost like the shoulder would be to the left, right? You try to get that much of it through you. It's just a thought, you know, just it's just giving you some direction. Certainly not to the point you don't want to injure yourself. The question to ask yourself is, how much more can I twist at my waistline and in my ribs to allow that right arm to come out a little bit more to the left? Where can it come from in my ribs and my spine? Not my pelvis, but my ribs and my spine. Good. And then wherever you are with that movement, just come back to center, to the neutral, and just pause for a moment to rest. Okay, so let's go ahead and do the same thing with the left arm. So it's fine to turn your face to the right and put the left ear down. And then you start to have the left ear approach the back of your head. Your head rolls over the arm and quickly comes back to the floor. Just let it do it. And then you bring that left arm as far out to the right as possible. Again, it's a huge twist in the rib cage, but you don't let that pelvis move. Just very minimal. You know, the odds are is that the right hip joint wants to lift, or the right side of the pelvis wants to lift a little bit. And a little's okay, but you really try, without injuring yourself, to keep the constraint there. So again, what a constraint does is it asks somewhere else in the body to become more mobile. And so we're asking now the spine, and in particular, your rib cage, the ribs, to really twist. So really, the left side of the ribs really come down towards the floor and turn. And the more that that happens, it's easier to bring that left arm underneath you. And we're letting the head and the neck follow the movement. So there's no constraint up there. That's it. So go ahead and try like maybe one more time. If you're halfway in it, give it one more time. That's it. And maybe if you're underneath it before you reverse it, how could you roll onto your back now? And to roll on your back, you can move your pelvis and everything, of course. But how can you go from where you are right now and just spiral over onto your back? And can you let yourself just kind of flop onto your back, however you do, without straightening yourself? Because you don't do all the straightening in bed at night. That's it, Laura. Just sometimes you end up with your legs crossed, or what that right knee might do is the knee might flare out more to the right, and the foot comes like that. There. You might end up just like that. Okay, so rest on your back. Okay, so think again about how you would bring yourself back over into your stomach. And maybe use any of the choices you've kind of done, the leg in the air, the foot standing, Start with the arm coming across to you. Somehow get over onto your tummy. Arms long. Okay, so what we're going to do this time is we're going to combine. We're going to go back letting everything move, but we're going to combine the two sides. And what's really important about this is to begin to learn to have a sense of the people around you. So you don't need to be looking at them, but you learn to feel them. And you feel your rhythm as well as their rhythm. So we'll start with everybody's face to the left, meaning the right ear's down. And you're going to start by bringing the right arm underneath you, dragging the left knee up so they touch. As soon as they touch, you're going to reverse the movement. Right? That's it, Trevor. Get that knee. And then you reverse, and then we're going to do the left side. So then the left arm means you turn your head to place the left ear down. The left arm slides underneath. And once it comes underneath, you pull the right knee up, and I want the hand and knee to fully touch. So you really got to bring the knee up, right, and the hand down. And then you reverse it. And the other thing that's just so critical in this lesson, and it's so beautiful in this lesson, is for you to pay attention to the timing. The very moment that that arm comes underneath the head, you must draw up the knee. So timing leads to effortlessness. When the timing's off, then there becomes more effort. So this is a really great lesson to feel that, to experience that when your timing is on, the movement is so eloquent, it's so smooth, it's effortless. But when that timing's off, it's jaggedy, it's bumpy. There's hesitation. Does that make sense?
You've explained it.
So always a way to work on timing is to slow down. If you go a little bit slower, the timing kicks in. And this is actually what I do with running. Is whenever it's feeling off for me, I back off and slow down to get my timing. And if my timing and rhythm is good, then my breathing's good. Everything is pretty effortless. That's it. So, and as you go through this just a few more times, I mean, really have fun with it. Like, really enjoy the quality in which you're moving and rolling now. And again, with this idea that you could be lying in bed and you would just roll over yourself this easily. I used to go into the hospitals and do a lot of in-services teaching people after surgery how to roll again, because they're terrified to roll and move. And then what happens is the nurses get injured because they go and just lift people up. So then I had to teach the nurses not to do that and teach people how to move again, especially like if you've just had like something like a baby, a C-section, and your abdominals are so weak, right? This is a great way to learn how to move through the pelvis, and that's it. So in the next series or whatever that you do, just take yourself right onto your back. Just notice how easy it is to just end up rolling onto your back. And who cares where your arms are? Trust me, in the middle of the night, you know, just let yourself kind of flop into whatever. It's okay. Just feel that. Yeah. Good. Okay, so just take a moment and really feel. When one moves with this level of quality, it just is so yummy, isn't it? You just feel so great. Trevor, you're doing awesome. Awesome with this. So let's go back now to bending your right knee and bringing your right leg to the ceiling. And let's just go back to this movement where you bring it across yourself and touch the floor and then come back. And just notice if somehow your right leg now feels a lot lighter. Like, why would your right leg feel so light now? It's not so hard to hold it up in the air, right? And notice just the quality in which your whole pelvis can just turn over to the left and the ribs follow. It's just much smoother. That's it. Great. And then bring that leg back down. And let's try it now with the left leg. So straighten the right, bring the left up. And again, just feel the ease in just having the left leg towards the ceiling. It's lighter. It's easier. And then it crosses all the way over and just the whole pelvis rolls. There's just all this rolling and twisting. But really, very minimal effort. That's it, Cindy. And now, can you alternate? So let's say if you're doing the left leg, you come back and then you straighten the left leg and then bring the right leg up and then cross the right leg over. And then you come back to the center and then straighten that leg. And then do the left again. Good. Nice. Okay, and then come back onto your back and just take a moment to rest. Now let's bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing, which is what we started with, and let's just go back to this movement, right? And just again, from the standpoint of feeling how little effort there is now. This should feel like, oh my gosh, this takes nothing to do. This is so easy in your body now. Remember, you've got to keep the right knee standing up towards the ceiling, it doesn't flop over, but the rolling of the pelvis, the arching of the ribs, the dragging of your head along the floor should just be. So just imagine if every movement in your life was this easy, right? Most of us would be walking through life pretty free of pain. And so then if you're doing less effort, you're going to have more energy, right? That's it. Okay, and let's try the left leg. So go ahead and straighten the right and then bend the left one. Remember, the knee has to stay standing, pointing towards the ceiling. But it's a rolling of the pelvis. That's it. And rolling of the ribs. That's it, Trevor. Just feel how different that quality is for you. It's like huge, isn't it? Does it feel smoother? Now you know the secret to all my energy. It's not 6 cups of coffee a day. But does that make sense if things are hard to do, right? That takes a lot of energy in life. And then we're more fatigued. Come on, Trevor. You've got to realize that is so much less effort, isn't it? Yeah. You're not used to somebody telling you moving beautifully, but I just want, yeah, it's great. Do you remember how you used to do it? Can you make it hard again? Yeah. Yeah? That's better. Try not moving in your hip. Try to lift the pelvis. Make it hard. Duh, yeah. Isn't that awful? Now go make it easy. That's it. Yeah. Okay. Rest on your backs. So most of you tried from your backs. We're going to just do one last little thing. You tried from your backs. You did the leg crossing over to come onto your stomachs. So it wasn't really in the foreground to do the arm. So let's try the arm. So let's try your right arm. And so like start up, let's say, towards the ceiling, but then reach across to the left side. So your whole shoulder blade comes over, and then you got to bend the knees, and you keep rolling, reaching, bending, and flop over onto your tummy. There! That's it. And now how would you go back? So slide the left arm underneath you, right, under the head, and roll on the back. That's it. So reach the right arm across. You guys did great, but none of you did this. None of you chose this as your first choice. You chose using the legs and the pelvis. So reach the right arm across. Beautiful, Lord. Just place it into your face so it helps your head roll. So if you put it on your right cheek, your head will roll. There. And you just reach. Roll. Plop. There you are. And then you roll back. Yeah. Try it one more time with the right arm, and then we'll go to the left arm. Just one more time. I really like what Laura started by bringing the arm to rest on the cheek. So the arm rolls the head. So that reduces even more effort. Great. And then try it with the left side. That same idea. That's it. Legs long. There you go, Trevor. Rub it into your face. There you go. There. Reach, reach, reach. Imagine there's a, that's it. Bend the knee. Yeah, you can use the knees. You can use everything. You guys can use the knees to bend and stuff. You don't have to be straight as a board. But what did I talk about that I really brought into this lesson for? I've mentioned it before, but timing. So you feel the timing when the arm engages with the head, and as you start to turn, when do the knees want to bend? When does the pelvis start to roll? When does the left side of that pelvis lift? Right? Because everything's connected. All got to happen. That's it. That's it. So this is something like that, you know, when you're in bed, you know, play around with it. And just notice, how do you go to sleep? Do you start on your back or on your side? And maybe try a different position tonight. Explore some other options. Because my rule is, the more options you have, the better off you are. I just think it's insane, people that lie on their back and try to stay on their backs all night. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And you really don't do, I mean, most people move. It's a healthy thing to move. Do you lie on your back all night?
No, I swore on my back, so.
Oh, well, so, yeah. So it's good that you roll and, yeah. All I know is that my daughter has spent many, many nights sleeping in my bed with me. And she is all over the place. And sometimes she's lying in a twisted position with one arm under and the head and the legs are like fanned out, and you think there's just like no way that you could be comfortable. But she's fine.
Her feet in your belly.
They sometimes kick you. So just take a moment now to notice how you're lying on your back now and how you're sensing yourself, your whole self. Again, maybe what parts have become really alive for you. And I think by now, all of you are noticing just how comfortable you are lying on the floor. The floor really becomes comfortable. What creates the discomfort is when there's all these holding patterns and that you can't really lie on the floor. So it feels like pinpoints, you know, little sections are touching. But now it's like, you know, if you needed to fall asleep on a hard floor somewhere, you could. You'd be totally happy. And then you'd have all these ways that you could roll over and be comfortable. Just think of all the people in the world that don't have beds and sleep on the floor. Pardon me?
I said, I saw them this morning sleeping on the cement.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so go ahead and take your time and think about maybe something you could use here to bring yourself to your side, or something from the previous lesson where we came up to the side and sitting, and then eventually bringing yourself to standing. And then, as usual, once you come to standing, is to notice how this lesson affected you.